Our story begins at Dean Industries. Mac is in his office with Serena, feeling Serena's baby kick when Raven walks in.
What's going on here?
Rave! Hi.
Hello, Raven. The baby just kicked.
I was just feeling what a strong leg my nephew has.
I can see that.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Raven, look. I know there are some bad feelings between your family and me over what happened with Todd, but I want to let you know that I'd love to put the past behind us and move forward with a new beginning.
Well, you're right, Serena. You destroyed my sister's wedding day, and that will be hard to forgive or forget.
I understand. Now, I'll leave you two alone.
Raven, she was extending an olive branch to you. The least you could have done is be civil.
Oh, please. I don't trust that woman as far as I can throw her, which wouldn't be very far at this point.
She's having a baby soon and wants a fresh start. I understand how you feel, but for the sake of the baby, you're going to have to get over it and let it go. Okay?
That's not as easy as you think, Mac. Believe me, I'm trying.
Well, I appreciate that. And I hope you'll talk to Hannah about this as well. I think she's avoiding me.
Can you blame her? If she even hears Serena's name, I can see the tears welling up in her eyes.
We've all had it hard, Rave. But at some point, we have to not hold on to the bitterness and anger about what happened. Todd died too young, and I hate that as much as anybody, and it's tearing me up inside. But he wouldn't want me to be miserable forever, and he certainly wouldn't want me to take it out on his child.
I'm doing the best I can, Mac. That's all I can tell you.
At the Gamage residence, Rosalyn has just opened the front door and finds Chuck on her doorstep.
I don't want to talk to you.
Rosalyn, wait. Please talk to me. I want to tell you everything.
What is there to say, Chuck? You were using me and pouring on the Southern charm, and it was obviously an act.
Look, I know I wasn't being completely honest with you, but I wasn't sure how you would react if you knew I was Stacy's biological father.
I've always been afraid this would happen someday, that Stacy's birth parents would show up and disrupt our life.
I don't want to disrupt anything. Zoe's sister Zelda and I dated in high school. She became pregnant, and I never knew about it until recently. Zoe is determined to tell Stacy the truth, but I have been trying to stop her from doing that.
What are you saying? That you never want Stacy to know you're her father?
I'm not saying never, but I know she's had a hard year, and I don't want to do anything that will upset her more. I want to do the right thing here. Can I come in, please?
Fine. Come on in.
At Heidi's apartment, Zoe has just arrived and is talking with Heidi while Carl is crying in his crib.
Silly, thank God you're here. I desperately need to talk to you.
What is it? Is Carl all right?
He's fine. He started teething. He's crying all the time. I'm hardly getting any rest. And I feel like I'm an awful mother.
Heidi, I'm sure you're doing the best you can.
I don't know about that. Now I have to deal with Dirk Endicott harassing me every day.
Has it really been that bad?
He wants joint custody of Carl. He called me a little while ago and said that he was going to have his father's lawyer file for full custody if I didn't cooperate.
And his father is that big software hotshot, right?
Yes. I can't believe what a fool I was to ever sleep with that guy. I mean, where the hell was my self-respect?
Look, it's done. You can't take it back. All you can do is try to work out some amicable solution with Dirk.
I just want him gone, Zoe. I want him out of our lives.
Well, it doesn't sound like that's one of your options.
Sometimes I think I should just take Carl and leave New York and start a new life someplace.
You can't run from your problems forever. And with all that Endicott money, they would surely find you anyway.
At Wilson's Diner, Gretchen is having dinner with Andrew.
I can't believe that we decided out of every place in Manhattan to eat here.
Hey, it's like a reunion.
Except that most of the staff is new.
Yeah, and the service, it's just gone downhill. Hey! Hey, you over there! Hey! Can we get something to drink here? Jeez.
Sure, I'll get you a waitress.
Thanks.
Charlie will be here soon. I know it'll be a little awkward since he dated your sister, but I want you to get to know each other.
He's known Adriana longer than I have, so I won't feel awkward. I just wonder what he would do if he ever knew the real reason she broke up with him.
What do you mean, the real reason? You know, he hasn't talked about it much, but I got the impression she was just using him to try and get out of that hospital.
Well, yeah, that's what she told him. But believe me, she was head over heels in love with this guy. She didn't think she was ever getting out, so she made up that story to set him free.
What?
Hey, pretty lady. So, what the hell were you two talking about so, intensely?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.